This is the Don and Mike Show.
In 1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant... Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and,
Who is it?
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Pour the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Han. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
The Don and Mike Show. We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Rob.
Joe, I'm sorry I stole your Dr. Pepper out of my cold place. I didn't know my Dr. Pepper was in your cold place.
I grabbed it. I thought it was a Coke.
I thought it was a Coke.
I thought it was a Coke.
Woo! You know, Rob, the weekend is here.
Have a can of beer!
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike and good Friday afternoon to yeah, a nice visit from Robay there. Hey, let's get back into the Best of Don and Mike. Hey, look, it's me. I'm on the Best of Don and Mike right now on 106.7 WJFK.
Watching a movie.
You'll see a flash and hear a beep.
That is circa 1975. We bring Joe in because Joe's the guy. Oh, and here's his music. The reason I asked Joe his age.
Joe.
Is case study, LSD.
At this point in most people's lives, 39, mm-hmm. and they, for Joe, it's like being 39 and working the drive-in window.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But I like it.
I know you.
Yeah, he likes it, and he's good at it. Yeah.
I like it.
It affords me the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to.
Joe, we like it that way, too. And Joe found this these old 8mm, 16mm films from the 1970s, the Educational Archives, Sex and Drugs. We have the LSD on one, the LSD one on right now. Can't you go back to the menu, Rob, so we can see exactly what's going on?
The LSD looks funny though. They're all good, I'm guessing.
There's a bunch of people getting high,
and then they're doing like psychedelic effects with finger paint.
I first dropped acid when I was 18. I was over at these people's house one night. This guy I went to school with was over there and asked me if I wanted to try some acid. I had read about it in the newspapers and heard a few friends talk about it, so I was curious.
They're just showing pictures of her smoking a joint, though.
Yeah, and so I decided.
She looks like one of the Spice Girls, and he looks like Elton John.
I don't know what I was waiting for.
She looks like she could be on Love American style,
absolutely,
doesn't she?
That classic 70s hair.
Waiting and nothing was happening.
But this is not the movie we wanted to see.
Now, aren't we going to see I Enjoy Being a Girl or something like that?
And a green and brown blouse.
Okay, there. Good job, Rob. All right, we're off the LSD now. That's good. Human Growth. What the hell is this one, Joe?
That's another sex ed film.
Human Growth. Do you think that's sex ed?
Buddy? Cobra. I think
what's
it
the
is.
Cobra? Heroin?
Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life destroying poison.
That's right.
On the careless, the unwary, the unprotected.
And the cocky.
No sane person would deliberately expose himself.
I believe the human growth one is about, you know, the growing pubic hair and stuff like that. That could be for another day.
Well, let's go with It's Wonderful Being a Girl.
They're all good.
That's the one that we talked about. It's Wonderful Being a Girl. This is something they showed back in public schools in the 1968.
Ah, perfect.
Many young girls were introduced to the topic of menstruation with films such as this one. Normally, the girls were ushered into a separate classroom mm-hmm. and were shown what amounted to a commercial for a company's feminine hygiene product. 12-year-old Libby learns about menstruation firsthand. Oh, I hope she washed. And discovers how Modest problems products can help.
Ah, Modest.
Is
it Modest or Modest?
Modest, because it's a brand name.
Didn't Ed McMahon say that or something? Dismiss.
yeah, but this is Modest, because it's capitalized. Uh-huh. After the film, the girls would be given Modest brochures and calendars so they could keep track of their monthly cycle.
I remember that.
All right, let's...
Like fifth, sixth grade, I think.
Yeah. You remember?
I remember the girls being ushered away for a film.
Buzz, tell the truth. You snuck into the classroom.
I wanted to. The boys were ushered away for their film.
We'll roll it here now on Joe's film. What's the deal, Rob?
Oh, I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, roll it. Hit it. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, here we are.
Two girls riding a bicycle.
Oh,
it really is.
There's trouble.
That one. Okay. See you at the pool? Okay, bye.
Oh, bye.
You can't have your period at the pool.
No. Oh,
here's this young girl coming home.
Hi, Mom. Trinity, too. You're home. How do you feel?
Fine.
Did you have a nice time?
Uh-huh.
Did you do any painting?
Finish this.
She painted a vase with flowers.
It's all red.
It's beautiful. I like it. Oh, darling, that reminds me. I bought some flowers for tonight. Would you arrange them for me before they get
here? Mom, I'm bleeding.
Mom, will it be okay if I take my bath first? I feel kind of icky. Sanitary napkins for me today?
Mm-hmm, they're on your bed. Now you just go take a nice bath and you can fix the flowers later.
Mommy, the water's red.
Mommy looks a little psycho.
Here's the neighbor.
Here's the neighbor.
Oh, dear.
It says a few days later.
Hi, dear.
That's probably the way not to do it.
Did you see that dress at the teen shop?
What dress?
The one that was pale yellow with flowers across here and a sash in the back.
Pale yellow.
Oh, I know the one.
Oh, Mom, could I have it?
Libby, where would you wear a dress like that?
I'm as old as Jean, and she wears clothes like that.
Yes.
Come here, Libby. Jean is more developed than you are, dear.
Okay.
You'll have your little girl looks and shape.
I know, but we're the same age.
But you're two different people.
Oh, dear.
This is great.
Some girls grow up sooner than others. Some not till they're 15 or 16.
Oh, right. What's wrong there, little Lucy, or whatever her name is?
I won't have to wait that long.
I'm sure you won't, dear. Before you know it, a most important thing will happen.
Okay.
What that means?
It means you can have a baby.
That's right. It'll happen every month for a period of a few days. That's why it's sometimes also called the period.
I don't know if I'll like it.
Bacardi Limon.
Oh, Libby. You said you couldn't wait to grow up.
I know, but it's kind of scary.
Oh, not at all, sweetheart.
Yeah, this is one of those movies you don't have to see it to get it.
No. True.
You can picture the lines on the
screen.
But
I'll tell you, I wish they could see this lady, because both mothers are very scary looking.
Come on, let me show you something.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait till you see this.
Go ahead and open them. I've seen them in my magazine.
Oh, there's the ad.
What do you
right, Modest.
How to use them?
I guess I better.
All right. You'll need this sanitary belt, too, to hold them in place.
Belt?
It was tough in those days, huh?
Under your panties.
Okay.
Then, you put the short end of the napkin through the front back.
I don't have a lot of experience with this.
Yeah. Right.
But, man, for a 12-year-old girl, even in 1978,
mm-hmm.
they must think she's going to open a vein. I mean, look how big that pad is.
Yeah, well, you can't be too careful when you're wearing a pale yellow dress.
It looks a little... The technology looks a little antiquated.
Yeah, it's...
I think they've come a long
way.
They
have, correct.
But won't it leak through?
No.
Looks like a pillow and a slingshot.
Exactly.
So there's nothing to worry about.
And Libby,
see this blue polyethylene
yes.
on the bottom?
Yes, Mommy.
Uh-huh. That's a special moisture-proof shield to prevent accidents.
This is a commercial.
Besides, you should change to a fresh napkin every 3 or 4 hours.
What do I do with the one I take off?
Okay.
No, you wrap it in toilet tissue or a paper towel.
Bring it to Mommy.
Throw it in the wastebasket.
But, Mom, suppose it happens at school or someplace where I don't have this.
You look in the restroom. If there's not a napkin dispenser there, you ask the nurse or a teacher. Oh, and Libby, I bought you this. It's a special sanitary panty you might want to try instead of the belt.
And there's the ad for Modell.
The commercial, right.
Yeah. But
you might find it more comfortable than the belt.
Doesn't look comfortable.
The elastic
I could use that for a night of heavy drinking.
That belt didn't look comfortable, though.
It's like my regular panty. To prevent
accidents. And that giant loaf of bread they want this little girl to put between her legs.
Talk. Wow, I'll say we did. Oh, honey, you might want to keep the things in this drawer.
Your period drawer.
And they'll be handy for whenever you want some.
Whenever you're bleeding.
And you know, the mom's got one of those brassieres on that we always talk about, one of those iron brassieres.
Right.
Pointy little tip.
Yeah, the point. Yeah. Hold on, now she's at the pool.
Uh-oh.
Here's little Libby at the pool.
Hi, Libby.
Hi, Jean. How's the water?
Oh, it's okay.
Guess what?
What?
Boy, did I have some talk with my mother.
What about?
Menstruation.
Oh, that.
What do you mean, oh, that?
Nothing.
Well, you knew about it before?
Sure.
How long?
About a year.
Do you?
Do I what?
Menstruate.
Of course, Billy.
How come you never told me?
I don't know. I always felt it was kind of personal. And besides, it's nothing special. It happens to every girl.
What happens to every girl?
Yeah.
Womanhood.
Now everybody's talking about it.
What do you call it?
And how about these smart bathing caps these girls are wearing?
That's very... That's late 60s.
What's that?
I don't know. Some people do. Hey, come on. Let's go swimming.
No.
You go.
She called it the curse.
Oh, really? The curse?
Oh, that's an icky word.
My mother called it menstruation.
Mine does, too. I guess we're kind of lucky.
You mean to learn about it from them?
Yeah.
But I guess you really don't know what it's like until it happens to you.
Come on, let's go swimming.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see if it happens in the pool.
I'm wearing a pad.
Later that summer. There she is playing the guitar.
There she is with the iron bra on again.
It was so crowded in the store.
How crowded
was
it?
Mom?
It was so crowded.
Oh, guess what, Mom?
You're menstruating.
How did you know?
Oh, I expected it.
How do you feel? All right,
like,
I guess.
Like stabbing you in the heart.
As usual. Are you sure you feel like bowling?
Feel like bowling?
Well, you're right, I guess. There's no need to mope around. Just because you're menstruating.
No reason to mope around, guys.
Okay, there's the drop.
Now, that's, I agree with that point.
Just because you're menstruating.
Go bowling.
Spread the word.
Together, they talk things over. So naturally, Libby told Jean that she was menstruating for the first time. Jean could tell that Libby was feeling uncertain, a little unsure of herself.
The puddle under her.
Oh, God!
So she suggested that Libby might rather not bowl. But you know Libby, to her, any sport was a challenge.
The challenge is to keep from mussing up the floor.
Here's Libby bowling with her period.
Strike!
Yay! Way to go, Libby. And look, she's not bleeding or anything.
And another strike.
Strike! For another girl menstruating. All the girls who have had their periods are getting strikes.
Menstruate and bowl at the same time.
They're having a groovy time.
Of course.
This movie is out of sight.
But you realize what's going on here is they're showing you that you can wear modests and still go out on the town.
Yes.
Discuss what it means to grow up. Well, some of you may already know something about it.
It's another teacher with the pointy bra.
So you realize there's nothing frightening or embarrassing about leaving childhood and then...
You know, it's frightening. Look at these little girls' faces.
Understand better.
These are some ugly little girls.
Well, you have to... I think you have to account for the hairstyles, Don.
So let's begin...
Especially the hairstyle of the teacher.
Now, actually...
She looks like the woman who tried to assassinate Gerald Ford.
9 months
Squeaky from!
A microscopic living organism. Oh. A single cell that resulted from the joining together of two other cells.
Uh-huh.
One from your mother and one from your father.
Oh, now, where are they going to talk about the pad and everything here?
I think they're done with that, Don.
Done with that. We're moving on to making babies.
That's baby-making time.
Leverage organ called the uterus. There, it divided into more cells... until 5.
Well, heck, this isn't any good.
No.
Turn this off, Rob. We got about a minute. Let's preview another segment. Let's preview the next one. Because I like that one. I like the one about girls menstruating.
It was wonderful. I wanted to hear how the cells got together.
What about, why don't you go to human growth? As long as we're on the whole health and, you know. Young Josie learns about the mechanics of human growth. Human growth. Second edition.
All right, you might be bored by this one.
Second edition.
I'll just watch a second of it to see if I am.
Advisory assistance from staff members of the University of Oregon. Or
or whatever you want to call it.
Rob. Good eye, Rob.
Rob.
Go to their website.
Rob.
Now, here's a young girl.
They use the sitcom music, don't they?
Da-da-da, she's sitting down with her. Is that a
what is
broom?
She doing to the boy?
A stick?
What is she doing with that pine cone?
In this tribe, the hair was cut in a special style when a boy reached adolescence. Josie, don't bother George.
Oh, this one.
Josie and George.
George is looking
this one
at
sucks.
Naked turn Indian on, pictures.
Yeah. Turn on the beginning of
LSD.
Okay.
Or hold up, there's others you can look at.
Okay.
There are more. Marijuana.
That has Sonny Bono.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long
yeah,
one.
Yeah, marijuana
that
was
long
very boring.
Is it really, Joe?
It is.
Well, he sounds like he's high through the whole movie.
Well, turn it on then.
All right.
Let's just hear it for a minute, and it'll be the one.
Look at the picture of Sonny.
In an attempt to talk to kids on their own level about marijuana, the filmmakers employ a spokesman for the young generation, Sonny Bono.
That's right.
Perhaps his gold lame suit and hip lingo did connect with young people. Many thought Sonny was high during the filming.
Wow.
Let's see if he looks high. This is a bus scene.
What do you mean a bus scene?
Well, bus scene. Everybody's
oh, a bus scene. They're getting busted.
Cops are coming.
Oh. And they're using that dating game
dating
lettering.
Dating game letter, yeah. It says marijuana. An Avanti Films presentation with Sonny Bono.
You could fast forward through this because they're all going to get high.
Okay, they're getting high.
Cops are going to bust them.
And all we're doing now is teasing the next installment of Joe's Theater.
That's right. Right now we're skipping ahead.
We're going
cops
past.
Cops
going
to break in on this there, Joe?
Yeah, they're going to knock the door.
Bunch of guys are rolling.
They're all getting arrested.
They're getting busted.
This is a free country and no one has the right to take away my constitutional right.
I didn't do anything.
Where does Sonny Bono come in, Joe?
Pretty soon.
Okay.
This. No.
He's in a gold lame suit, Rob.
What do you think, he's chips?
Marijuana is legal all over the world.
This had to be 70s.
68.
This is 68?
68.
Make marijuana legal.
Yeah,
come on,
no,
bud.
No, Joe is supporting us.
Just putting a bunch of people in cars. Police cars, of course.
Good, bad, right, wrong.
That's Sonny Bono.
Where it's at in this film. Right, wrong, good, bad. Those are things for you to decide.
Yeah, doesn't he sound high?
Yeah, he does.
Many people have already decided for themselves and you whether grass is good or bad. What's most important...
He is wearing a gold lame suit.
So without any preaching from this film, let's examine the facts and only the facts. There are too many false impressions and prejudices to do it
so
any
high.
Other way.
Okay, we have...
Wow.
We have to stop it right there with an obviously high Sonny Bono doing it.
Sure looked high to me.
Yeah. Doing an anti-marijuana film from 1968. Once again, rescued from the archives from... well, I'm calling him now the secret weapon of the Don and Mike Show.
Amen.
Joe Ardinger.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Otto.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Washington is getting a baseball team. The Expos. The old team moved to Texas and became the Rangers 33 years ago. Sammy Baugh wore number 33. Sammy Baugh played for the Redskins. This Sunday, the Redskins traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns. The new Browns. The old Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens. Baltimore. They kept baseball out of Washington. We play Baltimore next week. This week, Cleveland in football. Baseball can wait. Redskins. Browns. This Sunday on 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, beef lovers. The chefs at Quiznos have done it again. Introducing the Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub. Tender layers of freshly sliced beef, roasted to perfection, piled high on a bakery fresh roll, then topped with a savory French onion signature sauce and melted Swiss cheese. Oven toasted to bring out all the flavor the way only Quiznos can. For just $2.99. And just when you think it can't get any better than this, it does. The Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub is served with a side of warm pan-roasted au jus. That's French for really delicious beef dipping sauce. So go ahead, take the dip. Quiznos new Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub with au jus. All this for just $2.99. Now that's beef beyond belief. Hurry in, limited time only.
Quiznos.
Toast. At participating locations for 6-inch sub.
Go ahead, take the dip for only $2.99 at one of Washington, D.C.